episode somewhere in between. I'm your host, Fancy, and I'm so hyped and pleased that you are here. Another episode. I'm excited. It's episode 9. We're getting up there, guys. We're getting up there. If this is your very first time joining me, thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking a little bit of time to spend with me. If you're back for more, it's even better. Come on in and give me a big hug. I appreciate you so much. let's just slow this whole thing on down for a second. And I don't know what you just got finished doing. I don't know what kind of day you're having, but I hope you're having a great day. And let's just take like a cleansing breath together and just inhale all of the good, full abundance and beauty that life has to offer us, and exhale negativity, bullshit, drama, self-doubt. Let's just get it all out. And one more time, inhale and hold it for a second, and exhale, and let's just get ready to unwind and have some fun together. I have a pretty good show lined up for you today. First off, for the strand of the episode, I want to highlight a sativa hybrid called Blue Dream. We'll get into that. In the news, I wanted to highlight, since it is technically July 1st, it's July 1st now, guys. Well, actually, it's July 2nd. It's like 1 a.m. So, but it's July 2nd, and if you're in the state of Virginia, you might want to know, you know, what type of laws went into effect at midnight yesterday. So, you know, that might be important for you as you're moving around. So, like I said, I like to let you know what I'm doing when I'm recording my episodes for some reason. I don't know. I'm just sitting in my car. I'm sitting in my car. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. The house is nice and quiet, and I'm just in like full creative vibe. I'm pretty sure after this I'm gonna spend a little bit of time writing. I don't know, I'm up and I'm feeling good, and I am just excited to have this space to share with you. So again, welcome to the episode. I really appreciate you stopping by. Let's get into the strand of the episode. Tonight I'm highlighting Blue Dream. Blue Dream, in case I'm speaking too quickly when I say that. I wanted to highlight Blue Dream tonight because, I don't know, I think it just fits my state of mind right now. I am feeling pretty chill. Like I said earlier, I have like lots of just feeling the need to express myself creatively, and this just seemed like a really good fit. I have enjoyed this strand before, but when I was just looking through what I might want to highlight tonight, for some reason this really just stood out to me. So Blue Dream is a sativa dominant hybrid. Its parents are Blueberry, which is an indica, and Haze, which is a sativa. The positive effects that we're given: happy, relaxed, euphoric, uplifted, creative. I feel like these kind of repeat themselves a little bit, but maybe that's a part of the reason why I wanted to highlight this particular strand tonight, because that's kind of the vibe I'm in. I don't know. I'm going to get into it a little bit more when we get into the topics, but stay tuned, okay? So the negatives, it's like I wish for once I could honestly say that I identify with some of these negatives, but again, I don't know. I feel like maybe they're just listed here as like a precautionary warning, like dry mouth, like drink some water, why are you so dehydrated? Dry eyes, blink a bit, dizzy, anxious, paranoid. If you're feeling those last three, you probably don't need to be smoking in general. But anyhow, the flavors you can expect: blueberry, sweet, and berry. There are a lot more lots more. Let me be correct in my vernacular. There is a wealth of resources available to you about this particular strand and other strands available on the Leafly app and even more on the Leafly website. So, you know, get into that. And also, I'm going to plug my guy again. Family, if you are in the DC area for your 420 needs, hit up Bougie Lungs because he's got you. Trust me, he's got you. And also, I want to send a shout out to the homie. He is in the hospital right now, so I wish him a speedy recovery because you gotta get to it, man. But I'm still hitting him up because his family is still working. The network is still out. A lot of really quality product is still available. And this is in the DC area. So make sure that you follow him on Instagram. And also reach out to me on Instagram if you are familiar with Blue Dream. You can also, if you're listening to me on the Anchor app, you can also send me a voice message. Let me know what you think about it. Let me know, did you enjoy it? Have you felt any of these positive or negative side effects that are listed on the Leafly app? Or do you agree with me that sometimes it's just like, okay, let's just put this just to be safe? So anyway, let me know what you guys think about that. Okay, so that's all I have for you for the strand of the episode. Like I said, reach out to me and let me know what you think. And let's smoke some together if you have some, okay? All right, hun. Let's get to the next segment. So I think this actually might be the most useful news I've given you. So if you live in the parameters of the Commonwealth, you should know that July 1 is the day that the new laws for the state roll into effect. And as a melanated being in this state, I think that it is quite important that we know what laws are going on around us, you know? So if you're around the state, if you're in and out of the state, if you live in the state, if you live adjacent to the state, you know, you might just want to know what's going on. Okay? So let's get into this. I'm just scrolling through. I read this already, and there were just like a few things that I wanted to, the first one, okay, I was looking through like transportation stuff. Okay, so the first one that I saw that was, that kind of made my eyebrows go up a little bit, is that the minimum age to buy tobacco products has risen from 18 to 21, okay? The one that was super, like, interesting and I want to read more about is under marijuana and THC. So, apparently in the state of Virginia, as of yesterday, school nurses will not be prosecuted for giving THC oil to students that have a doctor's permission. Okay? School nurses will not be prosecuted for giving THC oils to a student who has a doctor's prescription, okay? The doctor will have to fill out a special certification form, and the local school boards can set their policies for THC oil. So your local school district can still ban it, but according to Virginia law, the nurse won't be prosecuted if they do decide to, give out the oil like they would any other medicine, because that's what it is, right? it's medicine. Okay, so I thought that was really interesting. Oh, okay, yeah, this one is creepy as fuck to me. Okay, so prisons and penalties. I was looking, and okay, so basically, parole officers and police can use drones to look at the home of a person they have an arrest warrant for. So I'm just trying to be open-minded to this, but for some reason I just got like a clear image of like some hounds chasing an enslaved person that had recently escaped. Like, I just, that's just a lot. That's a lot for my brain to understand. Okay. So also, there were major changes to Virginia's surrogacy law, which will make it easier for same-sex couples or single people to go through the in vitro process and also adoption process in the state of Virginia. So I think that's super exciting. There were updates as far as animals, but I was not so inclined to read them because, you know, I don't have any pets right now. It doesn't directly affect me. Let's see what else. Okay, so this is one thing that will affect a few people in a small, well, a lot of people in a small way. But you should also know that starting on yesterday, July 1st, online retailers like Amazon will need to collect Virginia sales tax if they do at least $100,000 per year, which Amazon probably does that shit in a day. So that, I think, will play a difference, at least a little bit, in, you know, the totals of your packages and your purchases if you are doing online shopping. So now those places have to charge us tax. So anyway, yeah, that's the Commonwealth. That's the update. Let's see. Oh, okay, this was cool. It says as many as 7% of Virginians could have their driver's license restored under a new law that takes effect on Monday. So that's cool. I don't really know what that's alluding to. I didn't read that part of the article. Sorry. But I did want to give you that bit of information because I feel like it can be helpful. So, you know, if you want more information, then you should look that shit up. I'm giving you it. You know, I mean, why are you learning this from me anyway, really? But anyway, that's the news. I think I might be the worst host ever. That's the news, and stay tuned for the topic of the day. Oh, we're back. Okay, so let's get into the topic. The topic. So today I watched an episode of one of my favorite shows. Like, I honestly don't watch a lot of television because even though there are some really good stories out there, I'm sorry, I need a sip of water. So much better. Wait, it's actually not that much better. It's okay though. Okay, so I don't watch a lot of television, and it's not because it's a lot of really good shows out, but TV just don't hold my attention that way, to be honest with you. I would rather be like reading or listening to music or just like, I don't know, doing something else. I don't fucking know. But TV don't really get it for me. But there are a few shows that I really like to watch. And as a matter of fact, if you like any of those shows, like, hit me up so we can talk about them. So, one of them, I'm not here to talk about what I watch on television, by the way. This is not the topic, but it brings me to the topic, so just roll with me, okay? So one of the shows is 90 Day Fiancé. Love. Oh my God. Love. Love that ratchet ass show. I also really love to watch Love After Lockup because, oh my God. But then, like, I get a little, you know, a little better with the television. okay, so one of the shows I love is this show called Pose. And Pose is in its second season. It's, like, new in the second season. And it actually just got renewed for a third season. So, you know, it's safe to watch it. But, so Pose chronicles the lives of the ballroom dancers, basically. Not the ballroom dancers, but, you know, the babies of the ball in the late 80s and early 90s. And these stories are portrayed by the most beautiful cast I've ever seen. Pose is just amazing. The storylines is amazing. This, like, ability to make you really just, like, stop and shut the fuck up and stop worrying about your own problems and, like, think about how other people are being affected. Like, that's exactly how I feel every time I watch this show. Like, every time I watch this show, I have to stop and cry for, like, at least a half hour after the episode goes off because, I don't know, something always pulls at me about it. This season in particular has been sad as fuck. Like, oh my God. Like, all of these funerals, like, these people are battling. Like, you gotta remember, this is, like, 1990 in season two. And, like, you know, AIDS was just assassinating the most beautiful people out here. So, I don't know, I'm trying not to get too caught up in the storyline because this shit gonna make me depressed again. But, but basically, what I'm trying to say is that, so one of the main characters in the show, she left her job at a nail shop and went to go start her own nail shop. And when she got into the nail shop, she hit some issues with the landlord. And they pretty much are threatening to shut her down. So I haven't watched the next episode yet. I'm a couple episodes behind. But I'm curious to see what happens because it kind of reminded me of my own situation. Like, okay, so I'm a creative, okay? Like, and it's been hard for me to identify myself as, like, a creative or as an artist because I feel like when I say something like that, it's speaking from my ego. But the truth is that that's speaking from truth, you know? Like, I don't want to hide behind the things that I enjoy and the things that I think I'm organically good at anymore because it makes me feel uncomfortable. Like, I feel like that's a part of my own self-development that I'm coming into. So as a part of that, it means that I have to name myself and identify myself. And I name myself as a creative. That's who I am. And the more that I lean into that, the more that I understand that it's not so much in the context of what my title is and how it will be perceived to the people outside of me, but more so, I am a creative and I am a creative because this is what I've been put on this earth plane to do, okay? So this is the information that I'm coming into. I'm also understanding that while I'm coming into this information, there's also, like, over 30 years of training that I have received that tells me that my self-worth is wrapped up in my monetary value or whatever title I hold. So I understand, like, the value that I hold as a creative, you know what I mean? Like, as a person that I literally use my hands to provide for my family. Like, I literally use my hands, you know what I mean, to create, like, to create in so many ways. Like, not even what I monetarily bring in, but also just the things that I enjoy doing, my writing, my sewing, my painting. Like, I love to create new things. I love to build a whole existence off of an idea, and or either just to see something be like a morsel of an idea on a piece of paper and then like see it in real time. That brings me so much satisfaction. So I'm saying all this, I'm like rambling hard, but like the point is that it's hard sometimes for me to remind myself that as a person that creates, I can't measure my success the same way that I once did. So like at one point in time, I could measure my success by whatever reviews I got from whatever superior. I hate that, but like I'm using air quotes, man. Fuck all this patriarchy bullshit. I hate that shit. Your superior, like your manager, like what the fuck? I'm trying to let it go. I'm letting it go. Let me get to what I'm trying to talk about. So anyway, outside of like a review of somebody judging you on how your work, how effective you were from their opinion in your role, or being able to judge it by, okay, I got a raise, or being able to judge it by, you know, any of those, like, you know, very, like, you know, I don't know, these bullshit little things, you know, these things that people try to use to judge us with. So rather than judging it by that, I have to judge it by how I feel about it, right? Or, like, how I feel about it, or I could allow my opinion to be swayed by how many likes it receives, right? Or how many people comment on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, those are the dangerous things that I feel like, you know, people could easily get caught up in too. You know what I mean? Like, how many followers do I have? That is a direct reflection on how good of a loctician I am. Like, they're not one and the same. Like, it's a bunch of really shitty locticians that have a shit ton of followers. Like, it doesn't mean you're good at what you do. It means you're good at your marketing. I'm trying to not get caught up into measuring myself by, like, the people around me. So, like, my live-in partner, their business is much different than my business, right? So, like, their business, not only do they have, okay, and, like, I'm not saying this in any kind of, like, way or whatever, but, like, you know, they're different. We have total different scenarios going on, and they have, like, a lot more, they're in business with family, you know what I mean? So, while, you know, it's still, like, theirs, but they still have, like, business with family to support them. I am literally a one-man band man. Like, literally, it's all on me. And it could be hard. It can be hard not comparing myself when, you know, I see my partner, like, opening multiple locations and, you know, doing all these amazing things. Like, I'm super excited, but it also, like, makes me feel like, what the fuck? Why do I feel so stuck, you know? And it's weird because, like, I can feel like that one second and then the next second look at my schedule and be like, wow, like, I'm so enormously fortunate to have a full book. Like, I've never struggled for clients. I've never been idle. I've never had, like, a lot of time on my hands. Like, my book is full. And even when I decide to add a day or two here, those days fill out. Like, it's amazing what I'm able to attract. And I think that's why this particular issue bothers me so much, because I don't ever want to get so caught up in my thoughts that I'm reading or I'm sending out vibes of being ungrateful for what I have, right? So, like, the truth is that as like I'm sitting here and I'm saying all this and I'm saying like, you know, my partner had more support than I do. I'm saying that, but at the same time, like, I'm also taking inventory of the things that I really enjoy about this stage of my career. So at this stage of my career, I am really grateful for the fact that when my first location didn't work out because of like plumbing issues and things like that, number one, like, I still have access to that space, so that's dope. And number two, I had a whole nother space that I could fall back on. So, like, that's so much gratitude that I could continue to do what I love to do. You know what I mean? Like, do a part of that. But at the same time, I can look forward to the future and how this, like, and just be able to absorb what's happening right now because I understand that it's building me for the challenges in the future. Like, my future dreams are not going to come to me without any challenges. They're going to come with their own set of challenges. And I guess, like, I have to be patient to get to where I feel like I want to be or where I deserve to be because the universe is teaching me lessons now that I'm going to need to put in play in the future. That's kind of how I'm taking it. I'm also taking it as just as a time where I really just I'm looking at my life and looking at how much pleasure do I pull from each of my experiences. And I don't mean pleasure exclusively in like a, you know, gratifying way. I mean pleasure as far as like being pleased with the way that I'm living my life and being pleased with the people that are in my life and the things that are in my life. And if there is something or someone that is taking away valuable energy or taking away valuable time or something that is physically cluttering my home and something that is not bringing me any direct fulfillment, then it's really time to get that shit out of here because I don't need anything in my way right now. I've been feeling really good, but at the same time, I feel like sometimes I walk into these pockets of insecurity where I second guess the fuck out of myself. And because I'm second guessing myself, I'm second guessing the people around me. And that's just like super whack. Like, why do I do that? And it's weird because, like, insecurity is not a huge problem of mine. I think that I might be, you know, as insecure as, you know, anyone. Like, it's not like something that's taken over me. I overthink shit, for sure. But I don't think that's necessarily attached to any insecurity. But, like, I feel like I could one minute feel like the baddest bitch to ever walk the earth. And then the very next minute feel like I just want to get under this table and cry. Like, literally, I can feel that way. And when I feel that way, I generally feel that way about everything across the board, right? So to give you an example, I'm going to give you an example. So, like, this morning, I got a text message. And the text message was really sweet, but it also had me staring at my phone with, like, a huge question mark all over my forehead for, like, 5 minutes because I couldn't really tell, like, what the, like, has anybody ever sent you a text message where they say something a little different and you can't tell, like, wait, are you, like, ceasing our communication? Like, I don't know, it just made me feel like, am I supposed to reply to this, like, ever? Are you, I don't know, it was like, the person gave me, like, a really great compliment, But for some reason, the compliment made me feel like, is this farewell? Like, what the fuck is going on? And then once I asked myself that question, I asked myself more questions about, like, wait, does this person even like me? Like, wait, is this just like a thing because I like them and they feel bad that they don't like me too, so they've been tolerating me all this time? And like, my mind was just like, wait, what the fuck? What the fuck? Like, I was just sitting there like, what the fuck? for like a minute. And then I just decided that, okay, well, first of all, respond, okay, because it's getting weird now. And secondly, remember who you are and remember that nothing is personal. So if this person intended it as a compliment, then that will show itself. If this person intended it as like a farewell, then that will show itself. But in no way, shape, or form is it something that I need to be internalizing and going crazy mentally over. So once I checked myself, I was able to like keep it kicking and, you know, move on. So, and then also like, I think a part of that is just a part of that not taking things personal. It's just like understanding that a lot of times we put things on our plate, and let me just not even overgeneralize shit. Let me just say me, okay? Because I don't want to speak for you at all. But I think that sometimes, like, there is a thing with me where I will, I don't know, I think I will, like, identify different things that I see people do based on what I think I would have done. And that is not the correct response at all, because the more I learn about myself, the more I realize that my instincts and intuitions are not in line with the vast majority of the people. And the vast majority of the people think that I'm batshit crazy. So maybe I shouldn't be like thinking about it, well, if I were going through this, I would want to be left alone, so I'm just going to fall back. Like, maybe I should just be like, hey, like, I don't know what the fuck you meant by that, but I'm here when you need me. If you need me, like, whatever. I'm going through this, and I am making a strong effort not to compare myself. Like I said, I'm making a strong effort to be aware and to be present with where I am now and just make sure that I'm doing the best I can every time I get an opportunity. So every time I get an opportunity to record a podcast, I need to make sure that it's the best that it can be, because I want more people to enjoy it, and I want to grow my audience, and I want to provide the best show that I can with what I can. So this is stage one, you know what I mean? This is like the first level. I'm recording, sitting in my car on my iPad, you know? And then the love that I put into this, it will deliver better equipment and a larger audience, you know what I mean? Things like that, right? So enjoying this stage and being grateful for this stage and being grateful for even this car that I can sit on and this iPad that I can speak into, like, not overlooking this, but like being grateful for it because it will be a step towards the next vision, right? And as far as like my career, like my work, again, just like having fun and remembering to move in gratitude with everything that I have. Like, I have a great place to work. That's just the bottom line. I don't work for anybody but myself. And every day that I continue to get up and I continue to rise to the occasion and I continue to do the best fucking work that I can for every client, the more the universe will trust me with. So I'll have bigger rewards. So, like, that's the thing that I'm really digesting, is that all of this shit is a test. If you can handle this, if you can budget with your $70,000 a year life or your $40,000 a year life or your $100,000 a year life, if you can budget with that, then it's a better chance that you'll be able to budget with a income twice that size or quadruple that size, if that makes sense. So like, I'm really just trying to embrace that and really just trying to understand that the universe definitely has, the universe definitely has a plan, and the universe is watching and paying attention to us. So, you know, like I said, if you can't handle the small shit, don't expect nothing bigger to come to you. That's just what it is. I think that's just, that's another reason how I know that, like, I used to think that God was a woman. I was about to say that. That's how I know that God is a woman. But at this point, I don't really see God having a gender at this point. I can't, like, imagine an all-knowing being, like, choosing which restroom to go to. That sounds like the dumbest thing in the world. And then also, like, when I think about what I think, let me start over. And also, when I think of a God, I think of someone that has mastered the balance of feminine and masculine energy. So I don't know that this is a person that needs to assign themselves to a gender role because they have balanced themselves, right? And I mean, not even to say that God is a person. Like, I understand God is an internal being. But at the end of the day, like, aren't we internal beings that are wrapped in a physical body? Like, dark-skinned Jermaine is sort of kind of the same. You feel me? So I can't really imagine, like, a god or a deity making those types of choices between, like, okay, am I going to use my feminine woes or my masculine whatever or my feminine intuition? Like, no. Like, I imagine this god being the most beautiful, bright, and vibrant reflection of both of those things. So, that's that. I got off topic. I got way off topic. And I can't even remember how I got here. But I don't know. I'm really just putting my energy into the gratitude that I have for the abundance that is around me. And I'm not even saying that in a corny way. But, like, honestly, I live in fucking abundance. I have so much love around me. It's almost ridiculous. Like, I don't have enough arms to hold all of my hugs. I don't have the vocabulary that I need to really express the support that I feel, and the love that I feel. So I think that that is amazing, and that's to be counted, and that's to be considered, and I don't know, it's just amazing. It's really amazing. So that's all I have for the topic today. It was a little rambly, but I think that I needed to work those things out with myself. And hopefully, you know, you got to listen and maybe, you know, something that you heard resonated with you as well. But I think that, yeah, I think that that is something that we all can relate to in one way or another. Like, what happens when the dream is a little deferred or the dream looks a little different? Like, what happens to it? Are you upset with it? Can you roll with it? Like, what's your next step? So I don't know. Hopefully I gave you something to think about today. That was my goal, at least. So listen, I'm not going to hold you any longer. I really appreciate you tuning in. This is the second episode I did in a week. So I'm trying to do better with posting a little bit more regularly. Because I want you to get to know me, and I want you to get to know, like, a little bit about, you know, when you can expect these videos to be posted. But, you know, it's also super new and I'm still figuring it out, but I think it's really dope that you guys listened to me today. So, okay, I'm going to sign off, but I appreciate you listening to me. Remember, again, follow me on my Instagram, Somewhere with Fancy. I would really love to hear from you. You can send me voice memos in the Anchor app. I would love to add them to my episodes and play them. Send me an encouraging word. I would love to send you an encouraging word. just like, you know, let's just exchange energies and ideas, because there's so much to share and give. I just would really love to be in a cipher of energy with you. So if you can hear my voice, thank you so much for listening, and send me something in return so we can, you know, just keep the energy flowing between us. Okay, so I'm going to sign off. I'm going to go upstairs. I'm going to light one up, and I'm going to write a little bit. I feel like I need to write a little nasty story tonight. Just a little nasty short story. So anyway, and actually I have been thinking about a way that I would like to share some of my writing with the public. I'm not exactly sure, you know, what format I want to use or how I want to use it. I've been thinking about some different creative ideas, but I don't know. The night's still young. I could get like a super duper brain idea in the next hour or so, and you never know, I might be working on something completely different. But yeah, I'm going to sign off, guys. I'm not going to ramble you to death. But thank you so much for listening to all the way through this episode to the end. I really appreciate you again. I would love to hear from you if you can relate to my topic, if you have anything to say about the news, if you have anything to say about the strand of the episode. I would love to hear from you. So please share with me and let's send love to one another. Okay? So just remember, until the next time, you create your life. You have the ability to build whatever it is that you desire to have in this universe. Also remember that if no one else has told you today, I love you. And I'm not just saying that to say it, like, genuinely, I love you. I think that you are hella smart because, one, you listen to my podcast, and two, because you are a person that is opening yourself to new things. And you are a child of the universe, just like I am. So just, you know, nobody's perfect. I love you, and I'm sending you hugs. So, okay, thanks, guys. Thanks so much for listening. I really appreciate your support. Please remember to like and share this episode. Follow me on Instagram. Send me hugs and loves and kisses. And I can't wait till the next episode for you to be somewhere in between again with me. Peace.